天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我们现在正在进行的系列是神恩典的描绘。今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们来学习有关修复的主题。所谓的修复呢，就是努力的恢复与别人的关系。可是呢，这是一件非常复杂和非常难办到的事情，尤其是当我们伤害过别人或者被别人伤害过的时候，很难去跟别人再修复或者恢复成原来的关系。正所谓覆水难收，破镜难重圆。然而神给我们的命令却是说要与人和好，那我们应当去怎么做呢？在这背后又有神的哪些恩典呢？好，那就让我们预备心，跟着麦克牧师一起开始今天的信心之旅吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We welcome you to this broadcast.
非常欢迎你收听我们的节目。
I am so glad you joined us today.
很高兴你今天跟我们聚在一起。
Today we're going to talk about a very important subject.
今天我们要探讨的是一个极其重要的主题。
This subject is crucial not only for your family relationships, but for all your relationships.
这个主题不仅对你的家庭关系，而且对你所有的人际关系而言都是极为重要的。
This subject is vital to your walk with the Lord.
这个主题对你与主同行也是尤为关键的。
This subject is restitution.
这个主题就是修复。
And we will see true restitution in Genesis chapter 33.Verses 1 to 20.
在创世纪33章1到20节里，我们看到了真正的修复。
Family conflicts are always unpleasant.
家庭内部的冲突总是令人不快的。
Family fights are painful and distasteful.
家庭内部的纷争是痛苦和让人厌烦的。
But the process of reconciliation can be equally disconcerting.
但和解的过程同样的也是令人不安的。
The process of reconciliation after a family feud can be daunting.
家庭纷争后和解的过程是我们不愿意面对的。
In fact, in many a family conflict, some people find it easier to stay apart than to reconcile.
事实上有些人发现在许多家庭纷争里保持距离比和解容易些。
Why is that?
为什么会这样呢?
Because some people find it easier to keep on harboring resentment.
因为人们发现继续满怀怨恨是容易的。
They find it easy to continue to nurse their anger.
继续酝酿自己的怒气是容易的。
They found it easier to rationalize the reasons for the fallout.
让事情的余波未了，找借口是容易的。
They comfort themselves with the position that they were right in the matter.
人们以自己在整个事件中立场正确来自我安慰。
Why do people do this?
人们为什么会这么做呢?
Because some people will do anything to avoid confrontation.
因为有些人会想尽办法来避免面对难题。
In the last message, we saw Jacob limping across the river.
在上一讲信息里，我们看到雅各一瘸一拐地过了河。
After God wrestled with him, and God won, and Jacob surrendered.
神与他摔跤，神获胜，雅各降服。这以后呢？
After God confirmed to Jacob yet again his plan for his life.
神又一次向雅各确认在他生命里的计划。
After the joy of meeting God face to face,
雅各经历了与神面对面相遇的喜乐之后。
after the joy of victory and blessing that came from surrender.
那是降服所带来的赐福和得胜的喜乐。
Now it is time for Jacob to do what he has been dreading for 20 years.
现在是时候该雅各去完成那件让他畏惧了20年的事情了。
Have you guessed it yet?
你猜到了吗?
Facing his brother Esau, whom he wronged 20 years before.
那就是面对他哥哥以扫20年前他做了对不起以扫的事。
When Jacob stole Esau's birthright,His mother, Rebecca, told him to go away until his brother's anger had subsided.
当年雅各偷走了以扫长子名分的时候，他母亲利百加让他出去躲避，等他哥哥的怒气消减后再说。
Now Jacob faces his brother Esau with the assurance of God's blessing and protection.
如今雅各得到神的保证，一定会保护并赐福给他。于是来到哥哥以扫面前。
But nonetheless, Jacob has to clean up some past dealings.
虽然如此，雅各还是要清理一些陈年的旧事。
My listening friend, if there is one thing that we all must understand about reconciliation and restoration, it is this.
亲爱的朋友，关于和解与修复，有一件事我们一定要明白，那就是
Reconciliation and restitution are outward manifestations of our salvation.
和解与修复是我们得救的一个外在彰显。
They are our outward manifestations of God's forgiveness of our sins through Jesus Christ.
他们是神透过耶稣基督饶恕我们罪恶过犯的外在彰显。
God's forgiveness must be expressed in our willingness to ask others for their forgiveness when we have wronged them.
我们愿意去请求自己曾错待过的人来原谅我们，这本身就是在彰显神的饶恕。
Restitution is a word that is missing among believers' vocabulary today.
修复这个词，今天已经从信徒的词汇中消失了。
And yet, it ought to be at the forefront of our reconciliation with others.
而实际上，它应该是我们与他人和解的第一步。
My listening friend, please listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我下面要讲的。
Lack of willingness to make restitution cheapens repentance.
缺乏愿意与人和好的心，会让我们的悔改贬值。
Lack of restitution throws doubt on the authenticity of our repentance.
不去与人和好，会在我们悔改的真实性上打上问号。
In Genesis 33:3, when Jacob encountered his brother Esau, he immediately set about the task of making restitution.
在创世纪33:3，当雅各遇见他哥哥以扫。就立即开始了修复的工作。
He bowed down to the ground 7 times.
他一连七次俯伏在地。
20 years earlier, Jacob had tricked his brother Esau out of his father's blessing.
20年以前，雅各从他哥哥以扫手中骗得了父亲的祝福。
Now, after God wrestled with Jacob and Jacob lost to God, God changed Jacob's heart.
如今当神与雅各摔跤，雅各输给神之后，神改变了雅各的心。
And the evidence of his changed heart was that Jacob repented of his past sin.
雅各内心改变的证据就是他悔改过去的罪。
And in addition, he bore the fruit of repentance.
而且还结出了悔改的果子。
When Jacob received the forgiveness of God for his sins, he became willing to confess his sin against his brother.
当雅各得到神的赦免之后，就愿意承认对哥哥所犯的罪。
And asked for his brother's forgiveness.
并且请求哥哥的原谅。
Jacob could have said, well, God said to my mother that Esau would serve me.
雅各本可以说，神对我母亲说过，以扫要服侍我。
Jacob could have said, regardless of what I have done or have not done, Esau should be subservient to me.
雅各本可以说， 不管我做过什么，以扫应该服从我。
But after Jacob's heart was touched by God,
但雅各的心被神所感动。
Jacob recognized the wrong that he had done.
雅各认识到了自己所犯的过错。
He confessed his sin, he repented of his sin, but he also made restitution for his sin.
他承认自己的罪，他为所犯的罪而悔改，并且还对自己犯的罪进行修复。
My listening friend, when God touches your heart,
亲爱的朋友，当神感动了你的内心，
when God forgives your sins,
当神饶恕了你的过犯，
when God blesses you with salvation,
当神赐给了你救恩，
when God ministers to you by His grace,
当神用他的恩典来扶助你的时候，
you must be ready to do the same toward others.
你也应该同样的对待他人。
You must be willing to right the wrong, even if it takes 20 years.
你要愿意纠正以往的过错，哪怕那是20年的事情。
Let me ask you this, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，我想问你。
Are you carrying bitterness towards someone?
你是否还对某人怀着苦毒呢？
Are you loaded with anger and resentment toward someone?
你是否还对某人心存怨恨呢？
Have you sinned against someone?
你是否得罪过某一个人呢？
Have you wronged someone?
你是否错待过某一个人呢？
Have you taken advantage of someone?
你是否占过某人的便宜呢？
Have you taken someone else's property?
你是否拿过某人的财物呢？
Have you cheated someone?
你是否欺骗过某人呢？
Have you cheated God of his tithe and offering?
你是否在十一奉献上欺骗过神呢？
Let me tell you on the authority of the Word of God,
奉神话语的权柄，我要告诉你，
that there is no amount of singing of hymns that will help you.
不管唱多少圣诗都帮不到你。
There is no amount of Bible studies that you can attend that will help you.
不管参加过多少查经班都帮不到你。
There is no amount of sermons that you can hear that will help you.
不管听过多少讲道都帮不到你。
There is no amount of making excuses for your sin that will help you.
不管你为自己的罪找多少借口都帮不到你。
None of that will substitute for your righting the wrong.
所有这些都不能代替你亲自来改正错误。
Some people may say to me, you don't understand my predicament.
有些人也许会说，你不了解我的困境。
Some people will say to me, you don't know my real world.
有些人也许会说，你不明白我的真实处境。
My friend, all these excuses will not work.
亲爱的朋友，这些借口都不能成立。
Jacob bowed down 7 times and said, my Lord Esau, and then insisted that his brother accept.His gifts.
雅各一连7次俯伏在地上说，我主以扫，并且坚持要他哥哥收下礼物。
My listening friend, it takes humility to do that.
亲爱的朋友，要做到这样是需要谦卑的。
What we don't often understand is that when you decide in your heart to make restitution,
我们常常不明白的是，当你在心中定义要来修复的时候，
When you decide in your heart to seek forgiveness for the wrong that you have done,
当你在心中定义要为自己所做错的事情寻求原谅的时候，
God is working on the other end as well.
神就会在对方身上工作。
Let me show you.
我来解释给你听。
Everything the Bible tells us about Esau is that he did not fear God.
圣经上告诉我们，以扫是一个不敬畏神的人。
He was into instant gratification.
他只顾及时行乐。
He was tough and he was rough and he was wild.
他内心刚硬，粗鲁，野蛮。
But God had already gone ahead of Jacob and changed even Esau's heart.
但神已经走在了雅各的前面，将以扫的心改变了。
And when you decide in your heart to right the wrong,
当你在心中定义要改正错误的时候，
God will run ahead of you and prepare the other person's heart.
神会走在你面前，预备那个人的心。
God will go ahead of you and work things out to your surprise.
神会走在你前面，出乎意料地让事情成就。
In fact, notice that Jacob and Esau never talked about the problem or the sin or the past.
事实上，我们注意到雅各和以扫从未提起以往的矛盾或过犯。
They never discussed the old hurt.
他们从未谈到从前的旧伤。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么呢？
Because often an embrace can speak much more eloquently than words.
因为一个拥抱远胜过华丽的辞藻。
Before God touched Jacob's heart,
在神感动雅各的内心以前，
Before God wrestled with Jacob,
在神与雅各摔跤以前，
Jacob sent others ahead of him.
雅各派人走在他前面。
He sent gifts ahead of him.
雅各先送出礼物。
But here he goes out in front and meets Esau face to face.
而现在他走到最前面，与以扫面对面的相遇。
Jacob, having been conquered by God, now had new courage to face his past sins.
被神所征服的雅各，如今有了新的勇气来面对以往的过犯。
Having been conquered by God, Jacob now had new strength to go and face his brother.
被神所征服的雅各，如今有了新的力量来面对他的哥哥。
In our reconciliation, we often forget the power of God that is working in others.
我们在与人和解的时候，常常忘了有神的能力作用在对方身上。
Let me tell you something about not resolving past conflict and sin.
让我告诉你，不去解决从前的纷争和过犯会有怎样的后果。
The problem with past conflict and bitterness is this.
从前的纷争和苦毒所带来的问题是，
If past conflicts are not dealt with, they do not go away, they go underground.
这些以往的纷争如果不处理，他们不会自动消失，而是被埋到地下。
And when past conflicts and sin go underground, they can poison the soil and they can hurt a whole lot of people.
当这些以往的纷争被埋到地下的时候，他们会毒化土壤，危害许多的人。
My listening friend, I want to tell you that restitution is not easy.
亲爱的朋友，我想告诉你，修复并不是一件容易的事。
Bearing the fruit of repentance is not easy.
结出悔改的果子并不是一件容易的事。
Facing past sins can give you a horrible feeling in the pit of your stomach.
面对以往的过犯会让你内心备受煎熬。
But when you do it in Jesus' name,
但是当你奉耶稣之名这么做的时候，
When you do it in Jesus' power and for Jesus' sake,
当你为了耶稣的缘故，靠着耶稣的大能这么做的时候，
You will have all the strength you need because God will go ahead of you and prepare the other person.
你将具备所需的力量，因为神会走在你的前面，预备那人的心。
Somebody may say, well, what if the person I have wronged refused to forgive me?
有些人会说，如果那个我曾经错待过的人拒绝原谅我，那怎么办？
That is not your problem, that's their problem.
那就不是你的问题了，那是他们的问题。
That is not your problem, that is their problem with God.
那不是你的问题，那是他们与神之间的问题。
Repentance involves costly obedience, not merely repeating some words.
悔改需要付上代价去顺服，而不仅仅只是在口头重复几句话而已。
And that is why genuine repentance has such a powerful impact on others.
因此，真正的悔改将对他人产生强有力的影响。
When Esau saw his brother's true humility and confession and repentance, he was overwhelmed.
当以扫看到自己的兄弟真正的谦卑认罪和悔改的时候，他就被征服了。
And so instead of killing him, he ran to him and embraced him.
于是他不但没有杀他，反而跑过去拥抱他。
He fell on his neck and kissed him.
以扫搂着他的颈项与他亲嘴。
My listening friend, I want to tell you something very important.
亲爱的朋友，我想告诉你极为重要的一点。
Asking for forgiveness will remove the shadows that are hanging over you.
请求原谅会拨开你头顶的乌云。
Asking for forgiveness will restore you to full spiritual health.
请求原谅会使你属灵的生命得到完全的康复。
And asking for forgiveness will also bring you answers to your prayers.
请求原谅会让你的祷告得到回应。
Unconfessed sin will always hinder answers to your prayers.
不承认自己的罪会让你的祷告得不到回应。
The psalmist said in 66:18,
诗篇的作者在诗篇66篇18节说道，
If I cherish a sin in my heart, God will not answer me.
我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
Listen carefully, my listening friend, as we conclude.
亲爱的朋友，在即将结束的时候，请留意听。
At the end of this broadcast, take a moment and examine yourself.
听完这篇信息之后，请用一点时间来自我反省。
What sin do you need to confess?
看看你有哪些罪需要承认。
To God.
向神认罪。
To a spouse.
向配偶认罪。
To a father or mother.
向父母认罪。
To a son or daughter.
向子女认罪。
To a co-worker or a neighbor.
向同事或邻居认罪。
Today, make the decision to make that phone call or make that visit.
今天就做一个决定来打那个电话或做那个探访。
Whatever it is, decide today to make restitution.
无论那是什么。今天就做一个决定来修复。
And God's Spirit will go before you and prepare the way.
神的灵会在你前面来为你预备道路。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。是啊，当我们真正的认罪悔改的时候呢，就会带来原谅和关系的修复。亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们回到神的面前，求他亲自来摸着我们的心，使我们可以在他的爱中得享真正的自由，而不被苦毒所羁绊。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
心专注 心要尊你为大，我的灵要以神我的救主为乐。
我的心专注伟大，我的心专注伟大，我的灵要以神我救主
当想象